July 2019, of course, is the 50th anniversary of the historic landing on the moon by American astronauts. And in fact, two of them walked on the moon, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. What is not well known is that Buzz Aldrin actually participated in a communion service. I guess it was just with him and God, but it was there on the moon. To talk about this right now during this portion of Vocal Point, our guest is Bill Federer. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and this is Vocal Point. Welcome to this segment. Bill, thank you so much for joining us again.
Jerry, great to be with you.
Sure. And Bill Federer, by the way, is a best-selling author and speaker and a highly sought-after speaker and great demand, flying all over the country, speaking everywhere and being quoted by the U.S. Supreme Court, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so Bill, let's talk about the moon. And first of all, isn't it interesting that a recent movie about the moon, on the one hand, I've heard it was a well-done movie, and it kind of celebrates the whole, you know, what an incredible accomplishment to land on the moon. But it left off the fact that they planted the American flag. And I think that's kind of symptomatic of where we are as a country, where people, you know, they benefit from all the incredible things that America has to offer on the one hand. And on the other hand, they turn around and they slap America down, or they ignore positive things about America and just denigrate and focus on the negative.
Right. Well, they did put the flag on the moon. And of course, July 20th of 1969 is when Neil Armstrong stepped off the moon. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. He was the first person to walk on the moon, 238,900 miles away from Earth. Now, the second person to step off the lunar module onto the moon was Colonel Buzz Aldrin. And he and Neil walked on the surface for 21 hours and 37 minutes. Anyway, their lunar module was called the Eagle. And up above was the Columbia ship, orbiting 57 miles above the moon's surface. Now, Buzz Aldrin was such a famous astronaut that the Toy Story character was named after him, Buzz Lightyear. Well, that's Buzz Aldrin, right?
Oh.
And so he earned his PhD from MIT on what? On the complicated lunar module rendezvous with the command module. It'd be pretty handy to have someone who's got his doctorate in how to redock. Anyway, so Buzz Aldrin, after he comes back to Earth, he publishes the story in Guidepost Magazine. It's titled, An Astronaut Tells of a Little-Known but Significant Event on the Moon. Well, before they stepped out, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, out of their lunar module, they had a rest time. And they were, they turned radio silence. And why is that? Well, Apollo 8, remember them? They circled the moon, 1968, and it was Christmas. And so they read from the eight lines from the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the earth. And God said, let there be light. They read the first chapter of Genesis and gave a Christmas God bless you wish to the earth out of the Apollo 8 module, right? Well, Madeline Murray O'Hare, the atheist, threatens to file a lawsuit against NASA for mentioning God. And so after that, the NASA department decided we're going to turn the radio off whenever you're going to mention God. So Buzz Aldrin, lunar module, he asked for radio silence. They turn the radio off. And so he celebrates communion. And with Neil Armstrong looking on. Now, the weeks before that, Buzz Aldrin, in his article, talks about the pastor of their church named Dean Woodruff. And it was there in Houston. It was the Webster Presbyterian Church just outside of Houston. And he talked to Pastor Dean Woodruff about what would be a significant thing to do on the moon. He suggested communion. They talked about having a communion service here on Earth. There was a worldwide communion service going on. It was sort of a movement that they had back then where churches of all different denominations were going to join together.
On that particular day? And that was a Sunday, right? Wasn't it when they landed and they started walking? It was a Sunday, I think.
Could be. I'll have to double check that.
Sure. All right, go on.
This church, by the way, this Webster Presbyterian Church is called the Church of the Astronauts because John Glenn went there, and other astronauts, Jerry Carg, Charlie Bassett, Roger Chaffee, names not as familiar, but still astronauts. So Buzz Aldrin said, I spoke to Pastor Dean about the idea. As soon as I returned home, he was enthusiastic. I could carry the bread in a plastic packet, the way that in-flight food is wrapped, and the wine also. There'd be just enough gravity on the moon for the liquid to pour. And then they gave him a graceful small silver cup. And this cup is on display at the church. But that was the cup that he used. And even this story is confirmed by the Houston Chronicle and the Huffington Post, believe it or not. So this did exactly happen. Well, he talks about landing on the moon. They had to switch to manual as they were getting close because the computers were going to have them landing on top of a bunch of rocks, and the thing would have tipped over and they wouldn't have been able to re-launch. And so they manually are steering this thing as it's landing to a spot. Anyway, they all were waiting there, a lot of tension, and that's when Buzz Aldrin tells the story. He said that Neil and I were sitting inside the Eagle, and Mike, the Collins, was circling in the Columbia, 57 miles above him, in the black sky. Mike Collins took the photo of the Eagle separating from the command module, and that's the famous one.
Oh, wow.
Now, alone in the Columbia, Mike Collins, his worst fear is that when they're done, they wouldn't be able to blast up and redock, and he'd have to go home by himself, and it would be the world's worst disaster. But so he was the only person ever to go on the dark side of the moon. That was Mike Collins. Anyway, so back into the lunar module. So here you have Buzz Aldrin recounting. In a little while after our scheduled meal period, Neil would give the signal to step down the ladder, but now was the moment for communion. So I unstowed the elements in their flight packets. I put them and the scripture reading on a little table in front of the abort guidance system computer. I called back to Houston saying, Houston, this is Eagle. This is the LM landing module pilot. I would request a few moments of silence. I would invite each person listening in, whatever or whomever he may be, to contemplate for a moment the events of the few past hours, to invite each person listening, whatever and whomever he may be, to contemplate and so forth. It was him sort of calling for prayer. But he goes on World Communion Sunday, October 4th, 1970, many Christians throughout the world united in their own church to participate in the Lord's Supper. So Buzz Aldrin said, I poured the wine into the chalice, and he said it was 1/6 gravity on the moon. And so the wine went in there real slow, and then it curled up. He says, curling gracefully up the side of the cup.
Wow.
It was interesting to think that the very first liquid ever poured on the moon and the first food eaten there were communion elements.
Wow.
And so just before I partook of the elements, I read the words which he had written down. It was, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me. And then he went ahead and partook of communion.
These are all, of course, words from Jesus.
Right, and so this is Buzz Aldrin, the one that the Buzz Lightyear character is after. And so here he is there all these miles, 238,000 miles away from the Earth, celebrating communion on the moon. And it's just a fascinating story.
Yeah, it really is. Let me ask you a question. Was he doing this alone, or was he participating also with Neil Armstrong? I've never heard anything about Neil Armstrong and faith. I'm just curious.
Right. So he said Neil Armstrong was looking on respectively. So he was watching him while he was doing this. Buzz Aldrin later writes, stated via television, he says, this has been far more than three men on a mission to the moon. Personally, in reflecting on the events of the past several days, a verse from Psalms comes to mind. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, and the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? So that was Buzz Aldrin. And then Neil Armstrong added, to all the people that are listening and watching tonight, God bless you. Good night from Apollo 11. And then on Earth at the Mission Control in Houston is Charles Duke. And he is the one, who he's called the NASA CAPCOM, which means capsule communicator. And, he actually goes on the Apollo 16 mission, Charles Duke. And, then he is at a rally in Texas, years later. And Charles Duke, talks about, what it was like being on the moon. And he said, in 1972, aboard Apollo 16, I saw my own eyes what is written in scriptures, Isaiah 40:22. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and Job, he hangeth the earth upon nothing. And I love the end of the quote. Charles Duke, Apollo 16, said, I thought Apollo 16 would be my crowning glory, but that crown that Jesus gives will not tarnish or fade away. And he goes on to say, you don't need to go to the moon to find God. I didn't find God in space. I found God in the front seat of my car on Highway 46 in New Braunfels, Texas, when I opened my heart to Jesus, and my life hasn't been the same since.
Charles Duke.
Apollo 16.
Oh, okay.
He was the command module communicator on Earth,
right,
while the Apollo
11
is landing on the moon with Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong.
Okay, Apollo 11.
So it's sort of a connection there. But again, here's another astronaut that's talking about God.
Sure.
And Charles Duke ends by saying, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament his handiwork. But again, here we are, and it's 50 years since the Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon, and Buzz Aldrin, the second person to walk on the moon, celebrated communion. And it was the first act done on the moon, the first liquid drunk, and the first food eaten was communion elements on the moon.
That really is fascinating, and it was such a major accomplishment. I know that just from watching documentaries and so forth and reading history, that when the Russians launched Sputnik in 1957, I believe it was, then all of a sudden, you know, America was like, wait a minute, the commies are getting ahead of us in the space race. This is terrible, you know, and then JFK said, look, let's be the first to land on the moon. And he died, of course, in 1963. But what he desired to happen was fulfilled just 6 years later. It really is a miracle. We have about a minute left to wrap things up.
Well, I had the privilege of speaking in Nassau in Florida, Cape Canaveral.
Good for you.
One of the other speakers was General Bob Stewart. He's the highest ranking military officer in the Army to fly on the space shuttles. And so I got to go through the group had rented out the big museum with the Saturn V rocket hanging from the ceiling.
Neat.
This thing is longer than a football field, and they had it hanging there just about 10 feet above your head, and you could see the huge sections of it. And then we went through the museum and we looked up at the Atlantis hanging there. And he goes, the last time I saw that, I was on. And
that's funny.
He had come to, but General Bob Stewart had come to Christ, and he was a very strong Christian. Brilliant, by the way. I mean, he was rattling off, you know, how they had a paint fleck had cracked the windshield of the Atlantis when it was returning. And I go, a paint fleck? He goes, yeah, it's traveling 25,000 miles per hour and this and that, and the force and the weight and the
wow.
impact. I mean, he's going through all these equations. It's like he really is a genius. But anyway, it's important for us to remember the
15 seconds.
Faith that these men and women had. And, you know, the Russian went to space and said, I didn't see God. But then the American astronaut said, well, I saw the evidence of God. And so that's what the heavens declare his handiwork.
All right. Bill Federer, thank you so much for being with us. AmericanMinute.com. This discussion was out of this world, if I may say so myself. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jerry.